The Fazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 10, The Magic Battle with the Evil Dragon and Winning Over Astra's Heart, by Michael Rediga, narrated by Mike Dunahy. Several days ago, Fazey was reading books about magicians. He was sure that it would come in handy. Magic was what he decided to use to defeat the dragon in Fazeyland. Fazey suddenly tried to kiss Astra, but he got such a slap in the face that he would be afraid to even sit next to her for a long time thereafter. Girls often do things like that when they like boys, but Fazey didn't know that yet. "Why doesn't Astra want to kiss me?" he asked his mom while having his favorite oatmeal breakfast. "Isn't it a little early to be kissing?"
"But I was only going for a kiss on the cheek."
"Ha! Well, there you go," laughed his mom. "Then you need to do something really special." Fazey liked that idea, as victory over Fa was definitely something special. However, Fazey was underestimating the evil dragon. After entering Fazeyland during the magic minute of awakening, he found Astra and Looter.
"Looter, what should I do if I can't see well in Fazeyland?"
Fazey slyly asked Looter, knowing that the big evil dragon didn't like it when someone was helping people.
"You need to start touching and scrutinizing everything,"
the little dragon was starting to say when the sky turned to fire and Fa could be heard roaring above.
"We got him," yelled Astra with excitement.
"Let's start."
Looter ran to hide as quickly as he could, since he was unable to help. But Fazey and Astra surrounded the fire dragon from both sides and stretched out their hands, and Fa immediately found himself inside a transparent electric ball. Their plan was to reduce this large ball to the size of a molecule. But instead, Fa began getting bigger and bigger, and the ball surface thinner and thinner until the ball exploded. The children had to flee from the angry Fa. The next day, Fazey and his friends went fishing on the lake, but the fish were not biting. Meanwhile, Astra was angry because of the failure of their plan, which Fazey tried to rationalize by saying,
"Astra, we're still children, and we're not strong enough yet." "You could have come up with something better," she retorted.
Obi laughed heartily and interrupted them by saying,
"You make up all sorts of nonsense and then argue over it. It looks like you may fight for real, too."
Fazey and Astra did not respond. They had learned to ignore his sarcastic jokes a long time ago. But then Obi caught a fish, which terribly upset the friends, since he not only did not believe them, but also was a better fisherman. Meanwhile, he continued to tease them by saying,
"I am the best, and you all are just morons."
Fazey and Astra tried to catch a fish too. While other fishermen praised Obi, Fazey and Astra were jealous of him. Fazey also wanted to catch at least a small carp, and so he continued to stubbornly stare at his cork bobber.
"Astra, I've got it. I know what we have to do."
He suddenly jumped up together with his fishing rod.
"And what's that?" "Obi, we're missing Obi."
Astra initially frowned as she didn't understand what he meant, but then she too started jumping for joy. They caught up with their friend and tried to make him interested.
"Do you want to prove that we made up everything about Fazeyland?"
"I already know, and it's all make-believe," he retorted.
"Well, if you prove it, then we'll even admit that you were right."
Obi gave it a thought. Until now, few had ever admitted that he was right. And here was a wonderful opportunity to impress his righteousness upon everyone. He agreed. That was just Fazey's plan. Fazey decided what two can't do, three should be able to do. If Obi appeared with them in Fazeyland too, then they would have enough magical power to deal with the evil dragon. Obi stayed up all night, making a solid effort to enter Fazeyland. He did everything according to the rules, but nothing worked. He couldn't do anything with the magic minute of awakening, no matter how he tried.
is not working for me. That means you lose," he said the next day.
"Try again today," Fazy tried to persuade him.
"There's no point."
"And what if I kiss you on the cheek afterwards?" Astra asked in a soft voice.
Obi gave in. What else could a poor boy do? Astra had, of course, upset Fazy with her sly ploy, but sometimes you have to take a hit for the team. Needless to say, Obi tried to enter Fazyland that night as if his life depended on it. He added decisiveness and confidence to his actions, which is just what people who are unable to enter Fazyland usually lack.
"I'll do it today, and then Astra will kiss me 2 whole times," he decided.
Thus, during his next magic minute of awakening, Obi imagined with all his might that he was standing next to his friends in Fazyland. When that didn't work, he tried to levitate right up without moving a muscle.
"Ah!"
yelled Obi. The plan had worked, and now he was astonished as he looked down at himself sleeping in his bed. Obi was so astounded by Fazyland that he forgot about his promised kiss and immediately agreed to help his friends in the fight against the dragon. Then came the night of the decisive battle. For the first time, the best friends were able to appear in Fazyland together. They had a chance to help all the people in the world by freeing the magic kingdom from the evil Faw once and for all. The friends once again surrounded the fiery dragon, but this time they decided to turn Faw into a harmless butterfly using magic spells. No matter how much or how hard they tried, Faw would only change color. Sometimes he would change into an elephant for a second, but he would then immediately go back to his previous appearance.
"There's nothing you can do," growled the dragon while trying to burn the friends with his fiery flame.
In response, the children started to hurl lightning bolts at him.
"He's only getting bigger and stronger," observed Astra.
"We've got to escape,"
said Obi, who was already trying to wake up as fast as possible. And Faw was indeed getting stronger and stronger. That's when Fazy got an ingenious idea.
"Wait," he yelled to his friends, who were retreating in fear. "Quick, run to the dragon and hug him."
"No, no way," shouted Astra and Obi in unison.
"If he gets bigger and stronger from fighting us, then what will happen if we hug him?"
Fazy ran towards Faw in order to hug him. The dragon got scared and began to shrink. Seeing this, his friends went to hug Faw too. But they would not have a chance. The dragon whimpered and disappeared. Then, instead of Faw, the 4 friends embraced each other. Afterwards, a big feast began. And to the delight of our friends, the residents of Fazyland elected the little dragon looter as their new president. When the friends met in the yard on the following day, they continued to jump up and down for joy. Astra finally kissed Fazy on the cheek and agreed to hang out with them every day. Having realized that Fazyland was not make-believe, Obi eagerly listened to his friends about the right way to enter it and what could be done there. He also decided to clear up something with them at the same time.
"Actually, for me, Looter was green and not purple."
"That can't be. He's purple and furry," Fazy objected.
"He's not furry, but scaly."
"Stupid boys, you don't understand anything," said Astra matter-of-factly, interrupting their argument. "And is all this really that important if you can have whatever you want in Fazyland?"
A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, that's how friendship can overcome all hardship and unhappiness. Our incredible adventures are over, but our heroes are not out of your life. After all, you can always meet in person in Fazyland with the good little dragon looter and our friends Fazy, Astra, and Obi. The evil Faw has been defeated, and so nobody will get in the way there anymore. Don't forget that Fazyland is not merely a magic kingdom where you can play and eat ice cream. You can also obtain knowledge, heal yourself, practice skills, develop your talents, travel, meet with people who you cannot see here, and much more. Just remember about the magic minute of awakening and live in two worlds. Good luck to you, my young friend. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazeyland.com.